Morning, honey. How's your cock?
Sore.
Oh, I bet it is. You've been locked in that little cage for almost 3 weeks now. It's so cute. Your little dicklet's been next to useless for as long as I've known you, so it's only right that we should make it official. I know. You miss your hard-ons. You miss jerking that little half-dick all day long. You miss the noises I would make when I would pretend you were pleasing me. For what it's worth, you please me now. You work all day long with your little cock in its little cage, and you deposit all of your money in my bank account. You clean my house. You wash my car. You clean my shoes. And all I have to do is let you kiss my feet. Speaking of which, get down there. You're gonna wanna be on your knees when you hear this, I think. That's good. Take my shoes off. I wore these to the club last night, you remember. The bottoms are filthy. Lick them clean. Good boy. Keep going. See, while I was out dressed in that sexy outfit you bought me, I met up with my boyfriend. He's so much bigger than you. He's stronger, smarter, more confident. I spent your money last night wearing those shoes you're licking clean right now. I bought us drinks and a nice dinner. Afterwards, we went to his place. What? Did I tell him about you? About my little slut husband who isn't allowed erections and licks my floors clean? Don't be stupid. Of course I told him about you. I tell everybody. You're hilarious. Put the shoes down. Lay on your back. I want you to suck my toes one by one. Ooh, that's good. Does it make your little dicklet strain against the cage? I know it does. I so needed this. After how hard I got fucked last night, ugh, you would not believe it. You never fucked me like that. I mean, he's huge. First, I sucked his cock. You remember blowjobs, right? I was on my knees, his hands were all in my hair. I took them down my throat just like I would have done you if you were big enough. After that, it's kind of all a blur. I know he fucked me from behind. I know I rode his cock, sucked his balls. I know I screamed so loud when he made me come that I thought I'd pee horse today. When I was riding him, the key to your chastity cage was swinging between my tits, hanging down. I almost laughed right there, just thinking about you at home, alone and desperate. I bet you just laid around sniffing my shoes when your chores were finished, didn't you? God, you're pathetic. Anyway, I know I said I'd let you out of that little cage today, but I'm just so worn out. Besides, it's not like you know what to do with me. Don't protest. I can't understand you with your mouth full anyway. Locking you up makes me happy. Your desperation makes me happy. Don't you want to make me happy? Just nod. Good boy. I know you do. Now ask me. Ask me to fuck other men. Ask me to go out every weekend and spend your money and fuck whoever I please. Now ask me to keep you locked. Say, please, mistress, leave me denied. Say, please, mistress, keep me desperate and horny. Now say, pretty please, mistress, keep me chaste. Let me serve at your feet like the desperate little slut I am. Oh, that's a good boy. Now go make me breakfast.